And then I want to continue in this half hour session with a little bit more of a testimony, I think.
所以他先做一个开始的祷告，然后在下面的半个小时呢，他会继续讲他的见证。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, you are so kind and gracious to allow us to have this time of encouragement together.
所以呢，父啊，您是说，如此有慈爱，如此有恩典，让我们有这样的时间呢，在一起呢，分享这些。
Thank you for all who have come today.
感谢今天所有来这里的人。
Thank you for those who have trusted the Lord Jesus and for those who are still seeking.
所以感谢那些呢已经信了主耶稣基督的人，也感谢那些仍然在寻求的人。
We ask your blessing on our time together in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您的赐福，我们在一起的时间是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I think I should go back and tell a little bit more about John's question, and then I'll go back and tell a little bit more about Winston's question.
他认为呢，他会继续的去关于那个大将提的问题做一些解释，然后回到温斯顿的问题呢，也做一些解释。
The Lord gave me some experiences before I went to Bible school to show me that He was able to help me financially.
所以主呢，在那个就是说是我去上那个圣经学校之前呢，就已经呢供应了我，他向我呢显向我显示他是能够供应我的。
Before I was in the Lord's work full time, before I went to Bible school, I had a very important experience in my life.
所以呢，在我呢，就是刚开始呢，全职服侍主之前呢，在我的人生里呢，在他进入圣经学校之前呢，他有很多的重要的那个经历在他人生里。
I don't know if you ever heard of a Christian organization called Campus Crusade for Christ.
哎呀，我不知道你们大家呢有没有就是说是听到过这样一个基督徒的组织叫 Campus Crusade for Christ。
This is an organization that reaches out to high school and college campuses with Bible studies.
所以这个呢就是说是一个组织呢，他们去专门去接触在高中或者说是大学的校园里呢，为他们提供圣经学习的。
The headquarters in 1971 was in San Bernardino, California.
所以他们的总部呢，在1971年呢，是在加州的一个叫 San Bernardino 的一个城市里。
I had the opportunity to spend 7 months out there taking Bible courses, taking evangelistic courses on how to share your faith.
因为他呢，其实呢有那样的荣幸在那里呢，学习了7个月，是关于呢怎样在传福音的时候分享你的信心。
I went back to Mississippi for Christmas that year to spend with my mom and dad.
在那一年呢，他回到密西西比和他的爸爸和妈妈一起度圣诞节。
I had heard about a Bible school in Canada, and I would like to go to that Bible school.
所以他在那里听到呢，在加拿大呢有一个圣经学校，当时呢他就想去上那个学校。
But because I had been studying the Bible, I wasn't making any money, so I did not have enough money to go to Canada to see the school.
因为当时呢，他在学习圣经，所以呢，他没有任何的收入，所以当时他没有足够的钱来到加拿大来去参观那个学校。
So I prayed to the Lord and I said, Lord, if you would have me to go to Canada to see the school, could you please provide some money so I could go?
所以我在跟主祷告，我说主啊，如果您想让我去到加拿大去看那个圣经学校呢，求您呢给我提供一些资金，这样我可以去到那里去参观。
I did not tell anybody that I prayed that prayer.
所以我没有跟任何人讲过我做了那样的祷告。
One night after supper, my mom and my dad and I were just visiting in their house.
因为这个里面呢，就是有一天呢，在那个就是晚餐的时候，我父母呢，他们就来了。
And the doorbell rang at the back door of the house.
所以在那个房子的那个后门的那个门铃响了。
So I went to answer the door.
所以我去开门。
And when I opened the door, there was nobody there.
当我打开门的时候呢，没有任何人在那里。
But there was an envelope stuck into the door with my name on it.
但是呢，有一个信封，上面写着我的名字呢，就插在那个门缝里。
I looked outside the door, I looked down the driveway, and there's nobody there.
因为我朝那个门外看，我看那个车道上没有任何的人在那里。
So I closed the door and I opened the envelope.
因为呢，我就关上门，打开信封。
There was $100 in the envelope.
因为在那个信封里有100块钱，
But I didn't know who it was from.
但我不知道是谁给我的。
There was no name except my name on the outside of the envelope.
因为那里面呢没有任何的名字，除了在那个信封的外面写上我的名字以外。
So I told my mom and dad how I had prayed and what had happened.
所以我跟我的爸爸妈妈讲呢，就是说我是怎样去祷告的，然后呢，就说是发生的事情。
My mom and dad had become a Christian after I became a Christian.
因为我的父母呢，就是在我成为基督徒以后呢，才成为基督徒的。
And they said to me, God must want you to go to Canada.
所以他们对我说呢，神呢，必须，神是让你想让你去加拿大。
In 1971, $100 was enough to drive in your car from Mississippi to Canada.
因为在1971年的时候呢，100块钱呢，那足够你从那个密西西比开车去到加拿大了。
So I went to Canada and stayed and went to the Bible school.
所以他然后来到加拿大，在那里留下了，在那个圣经学校学习。
I didn't have any extra money, but I went to Bible school. That would have been in January of 1972.
当时呢，他没有额外的钱了，所以呢，他在1971年，72年的1月份，他呢上了那个圣经学校。
I told the president of the Bible school I didn't have any money to pay, and he said, That's okay, we will trust the Lord.
因为我告诉那个就是那个圣经学校的那个总管，我说呢我没有任何的那个钱付，他说呢没关系，我们相信主吧。
So I stayed for that semester, and in April of that spring, it was time to go back to Mississippi, and I needed to pay my bill for Bible school.
这个里面呢，我就一直待在那一个学期，一直待到4月份。4月份呢，这个时候呢，我要回密西西比去了。但是这个时候呢，我要把这个圣经学校的学费要付清。
So I get a letter in the mail from my mother.
另外呢，我就在我的邮箱里收到一封我妈妈来信。
She said, "I hope you don't mind. I signed your name to your income tax, and this is the money that you got back from the government."
但是呢，我希望你不会介意，就是说是我呢，就是说是把用你的名字呢，就是说是报了税，然后这是那个政府给你的退税。
The amount of money that she sent in the envelope was enough for me to pay my bill for Bible school and enough money to get home back to Mississippi for the summer.
所以他呢，就是在信封里寄来的那些钱呢，足够我去付上那个圣经学校的那一学期的学费，还有钱可以让我回到密西西比去。
God had proved again that if I would just follow his will, that he would provide for my needs.
因为神呢再次向我证明，如果我遵从他的旨意，他会供应我的需要。
I could tell you stories like that all day, today, and tomorrow, and many days into the future, because God is still faithful.
你这个呢，我可以今天呢一直讲这样的故事，讲一整天。明天呢还可以接着讲，还可以一直讲，一直讲到将来。因为神呢一直是在证明他是信实的。
Now I think I would like to talk a little bit about how the Lord helped me overcome the alcohol and drugs and things like that.
所以现在呢，我要花点时间呢，来讲一讲主他是怎样帮助我克服那个酒精呐、啊，还有那个毒品呐、啊，还有其他的类似的东西的。
Like I said in the last session, habits or addictions like alcohol and drug addictions, we already know that is not right. We don't have to read that in the Bible.
也就像那个，就是在上一节课里我讲到的，就是说是我们这样的酗酒啊、吸毒的这样的一些习惯呢，或者成瘾呢，我们已经知道这是不对的，我们不用去读圣经才知道它是不对的。
So I remember especially how the Lord helped me overcome the tobacco habit that I had.
因为我记得很清楚，主是怎样帮助我去戒掉抽烟的习惯的。
In the 1970s, in the southern United States, everybody smoked cigarettes. Everybody.
因为在1970年，在那个美国的那个南部，每个人都抽烟，每一个人。
It was almost like a cultural ritual. It was something that everybody did.
所以这个基本上相当于就是说一个文化的传承，就是每个人呢都抽烟。
Now, the Bible does not say you cannot smoke cigarettes.
其实圣经并没有说你不能抽烟。
But we know that the medical scientists tell us that cigarettes, you have a very high risk of a cancer and heart disease if you smoke cigarettes.
你这个，但是呢，就是医学科学家呢，他们已经告诉我们了，如果你长期抽烟的话呢，就是说是你会得癌症，或者说你会出现那个心脏病。
Just to show you how cultural or how common it was to smoke cigarettes, when I graduated from high school, my mom and dad gave me a carton of cigarettes for graduation.
所以呢，我向大家呢讲一讲，就是说这个呢，当时抽烟在我们那个地方那是多么的普遍，就是多么的那个成为那样的一个传统。就是说是当我从高中毕业的时候呢，我父母送给我的那个礼物呢是一条香烟。
My mom and dad both were smokers, and they said, "It's about time you started smoking."
所以我的爸爸和妈妈他们都抽烟，他说呢，现在你可以开始抽烟了。
And between the drugs and the alcohol, the cigarettes were the hardest habit to break.
你这个呢，就是在那个吸毒和酗酒之间，那么说抽烟呢，是一个非常难戒掉的习惯。
So this is how the Lord helped me to stop smoking cigarettes.
所以这是主怎样帮助我戒掉香烟的？
One night I was driving in my car and I thought I should not be smoking these cigarettes. Lord, show me how I can stop this.
有一天呢，我在开车。我说呢，我知道我不应该抽烟。那么主呢，求您呢，就是帮助我怎样，让我显示怎样可以戒烟。
And I was on a mountain road, and I was smoking a cigarette, and it was at night, and I could see the glow of the cigarette as I was steering my car down this mountain road.
因为当时呢，他在一个山路上开车，开车的时候呢，就是也是半夜了。当时呢，他在抽烟。当他那个打方向盘的时候呢，他可以在那个方向盘上看到他的那个烟头的那个亮光。
And as I focused on this cigarette, the glow of that cigarette, I almost ran off of the mountain that night.
因为当他的眼光注意力在他的那个手上那个香烟的那个前面那个亮的时候呢，他当时呢差一点就开到山路下面去了。
I got very close to the edge. My tire was almost off the road, and I managed to pull back.
你这个时候呢，他呢就是非常呢靠近那个路边呢，他的那个胎呢基本上都要出到那个路里面去了，但是这个时候呢，他把他给方向盘给打回来了。
I thought, the Lord was showing me how dangerous this cigarette is. I could have lost my life focusing on that cigarette.
所以呢，我认为呢，主呢向我显示呢，就是说是如果我的注意力集中在这个香烟上的话呢，对我来说是有多么的危险，我甚至可能失去我的生命。
So I decided to quit smoking. So I took the cigarette, roll my window down, threw the cigarette out.
所以呢，我决定呢戒烟，所以呢，我就把我的车窗摇下来，把我手上那个没抽完的烟呢，就从窗户上扔出去了。
I reach into my pocket and I have a package of cigarettes. I throw them out.
我就呢就把手呢伸到我的口袋里，里面还有一包香烟，我把它也扔出去了。
I reach over in the glove compartment of my car and I have a carton, 10 packages in a carton. And I grab the carton and I I don't throw them out. I thought, just in case this doesn't work, I'm not going to throw all of these out.
现在，然后呢，我回到我的那个公寓里，然后看到还有一，就是说是一条香烟。他说他并没有把那一条都扔出去。他说呢，如果我戒不掉怎么办？所以他没有全扔。
So I put them back in the glove compartment.
现在他又在把他那个又放回去了。
So for the next 3 days, I'm wanting a cigarette and wanting and really want, but I refuse to smoke, but I really wanted one.
因为在过接下来几天呢，他特别想抽，特别想抽，但是呢，这就是特别想抽的时候，他也拒绝去抽。
So the third night, as I go to bed, I get on my knees beside the bed.
所以第三天的晚上呢，当他准备上床的时候，他在床边呢跪下了。
And I said, Lord, I wanted to quit tobacco, but I cannot quit.
所以我就说呢，主啊，我想戒掉这个烟草，但是我却戒不掉。
If you do not take the desire away from me, I am going to smoke. I cannot quit.
如果呢，您呢不把这个抽烟的愿望从我的内心移去的话呢，我就戒不掉抽烟了。
And I managed to go to sleep that night without smoking.
所以那天呢，试图呢，在那天晚上呢，不抽烟睡觉。
I get up the next morning and I go to the church. It was Sunday morning and I go to the church.
第二天早上呢，因为是星期天的早上，他去到了一个教会。
I came home from church and I was watching TV and I saw a cancer commercial, how that you shouldn't smoke. Because it can cause cancer.
然后呢，他从教会回来以后呢，在看电视，电视时候呢看到一个广告，那广告说呢，你应该戒烟，因为烟呢，抽烟呢会引起癌症。
That was the first time that day that I thought about a cigarette when I saw that commercial, God had taken the desire away from me.
所以这是那一天呢，他第一次想到了烟，想到烟的时候呢，他就看到了那个广告，广告呢就是说关于癌症的广告，所以他认为这个时候呢，神把他的那个抽烟的那个愿望呢，给他从他里面移去了。
So my testimony is. In any area of life where I know I should do better, it is completely the grace of God and the mercy of God that is my strength and my power.
在这个里面呢，他就意识到，在他人生里的每一个时段，如果他能做得更好的话呢，都是因为神的恩典和神的怜悯，这样呢给他力量和给他勇气。
Yeah. So I say the drugs, the alcohol, and the tobacco, those were the easy things.
所以我说过呢，就是说是那个毒品呐、烟草啊，还有酒精呐、这些都是容易的戒掉的东西。
Those are the things that I say are on the outside. You can see them and they're obvious.
这些我刚才提到的呢，它呢就是说都是外面的东西，你可以看得到，非常明显的。
As I begin to walk with the Lord, it's like the Lord says, Open your shirt now. I want to go on the inside now.
就像我说的，我跟主那个交谈的时候，主说呢，把你的那个衬衣啊解开，我想要进到你的里面去。
Let's get into the mind and into the heart and into the motives of your life.
因为让我们进到你的那个，就是内心，进到你的思维里，进到你的那个人生的动机里面去。
It is not how we look on the outside to other people, it is how we look on the inside to God.
所以这是我们怎样去在外面向别人显示我们自己，或者说在我们内心里向神显示我们自己的。
God is still working in my heart and in my mind to make me more like the Lord Jesus.
所以神仍然呢在我的内心，在我的思想里做工，让我呢更像我们的主耶稣基督。
So I see our time is just about gone again. You have very short sessions here.
Yeah，所以他说，我看我们的时间也到了，我们有一个非常短的这样的一节课，
We didn't even get to our Bible study yet.
我们甚至呢都没开始我们的圣经学习。
But I got a really good Bible study, so I hope you can come.
所以呢，他还有一个非常好的圣经学习呢，他希望大家下午继续参加这个学习。
So, time is up, I guess.
Yeah, so this is the shortest session in our Bible study.
Yeah. Is everybody going to be able to come to the next one?
I'm not sure because we are going to have the lunch. After lunch, most of them will stay.
Yeah. Well, I invite everybody to stay for after lunch session.
所以他邀请大家午餐以后都留下来，跟他一起学习圣经。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, you are the great God who gives grace and mercy to your people.
所以父啊，您是一个伟大的神呢，您呢赐给您的子民恩典和怜悯。
I hope you can encourage all of the people who have come today.
所以我希望您呢，就是鼓励所有的今天呢来的人。
I know you have a plan for their life, and we're praying that they would want that plan that you have.
因为我们知道呢，您在他们的人生里呢有这样一个计划，所以我也祷告，就希望他们想要您赐给他们的那样的计划。
Father, bless them as they visit and fellowship and enjoy their lunch.
所以呢，父啊，求您赐福给他们，当他们呢一起呢就在享受他们的午餐的时候。
And we do remember Norma especially today. Bless her and help her to get better.
因为我们也纪念那个诺玛，我们求您呢，就是赐福给他，帮助他好起来。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe.